tell us a little bit about the main reason for food insecurity here in Australia. What do you think it is that's driving this?
Well, that's kind of easy and complex at the same time. The main reason for food insecurity, really, more than anything, is poverty. There's around 3 million Australians at the moment living below the poverty line. About 800,000-900,000 of whom are on very low Newstart and youth allowances. Then you've got another sort of, basically an underclass of people who are working extremely sort of tough, sort of miserable, low-paying jobs, jobs that are casual, living a life where they have to be frightened all the time of whether they'll have a job next week, and with that, whether they'll have a roof over their head. So there's this kind of climate of stress and fear that is just really destroying people, either very immediately if something goes wrong or just grinding them into the dust. So we really are in Australia, which is a very wealthy country outwardly, in Sydney, the domain of wealth, to sort of coin a phrase that comes out of the real estate greed that makes this city what it is, which is increasingly a not very pleasant place to be. We really are heading into a sort of Dickensian type of scenario, like you mentioned in that slightly jokey reference to Oliver and food, but that is the way Sydney in particular and Australia is going. And it's easy for it to stay hidden from people because those who have tend not to see those who are the have-nots. And the other thing, of course, is when people are going hungry, one of the things they feel ashamed. They keep it a secret. So, obviously not everybody who's going hungry is walking around the streets homeless. What we're seeing at the Addison Road Community Organisation, where we run a food pantry that we call the food pantry, which is a kind of our food rescue and food security supermarket, is that we're getting more and more people who aren't simply unemployed and who aren't simply suffering rental stress. We're getting people who are suffering mortgage stress. So they're outwardly living in these nice houses, and because of a relationship bust up or because of illness or an unexpected retrenchment or job loss, suddenly they're asset-rich in appearances but are in fact struggling to put food on the table. I mean, so there are a lot of people battling out there, but I just want to repeat, we've basically got 3 million people below the poverty line, a bunch of other people battling that you wouldn't think were battling, who are trying to keep it a secret, and we're in a wealthy country where people basically can't get enough food.
And not only can't they get enough food, we're throwing away huge amounts of food every single year.
Well, this is right. I have a tendency to focus on the social justice element, but precisely, there's enormous amounts of waste. At the moment, Addison Road Community Organisation, through the food pantry and its various programs, we rescue 1.8 tonnes of food a week in the area.
My God.
So we're actually, after the big guns, which are Food Bank NSW and Food Bank NSW and ACT, and then OzHarvest that everybody knows that people tend to focus on, and Second Bite, we're the fourth largest person taking care of food rescue in a metropolitan area.
So tell us a little bit about the food pantry program and how that all works and exactly what sort of food you're rescuing and how you're rescuing it.
Well, it's a whole sort of nest of approaches and factors. We've obviously got local businesses and corporate donors, people like sort of Barilla Australia and the Hilton Sydney sort of and the Bread and Butter Project are really sort of generous in their donations to us. A lot of local businesses, whether they're in Newtown or Marrickville or wherever they may be, also help out. We've got a truck that allows us to respond quickly to donations. Individuals donate as well, which can be very sweet and very helpful too. I saw a father and his son come in the other week with their sort of oranges and lemons from their fruit tree in the backyard that had. So it's about consciousness as well as and the consciousness around sustainability and not wasting. And Yeah, the food pantry, as I say, is a food rescue and food security supermarket. People come, they can get whatever they need or like. We give them fruit and vegetables and bread to sort of add to whatever they may sort of purchase as well. And we're just at the moment, I think current figures are that we're feeding 750 individual shoppers a week.
Wow.
Conservatively, we would estimate at least 2/3 of those are shopping for families and for households. So we would reckon that it would be a very modest claim to say we're feeding 1,500 to 2,000 people a week, and that's in the inner west. That to me are really, those are troubling figures.
Absolutely.
And when I see people lined up waiting for the food pantry to open, I feel real concern. At the same time, one of the sort of nice things, if I can use that word about it, is those people aren't just handouts. They're coming along, they're purchasing things, they're at a pretty big discount. They're involved actually in helping us save food. And a lot of the food is perfectly good food. It's to do with sort of misunderstandings around best before dates when, and a lot of it's donated as well. So I don't know, the food pantry just do incredible work, and I wish more people knew about it. I wish I had known about it.
Yeah.
6 months ago, I was unemployed.
Mm.
So I was on, I can tell you, I was on with rent assistance, $695 a fortnight, and my rent was $680 a fortnight. So I had $15 a fortnight to survive on, which of course you can't. I'm a freelance journalist. I was trying to make ends meet by freelancing. But in the end, I had wished to God I had known about the food pantry and that it was there, because having food in the fridge when your kids come, having food in the fridge every day, and just having $20 more in your pocket, it can literally save your life.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, another thing that Addison Road are doing is launching a War on Waste project, which I was hoping we could talk about this morning. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. That's connected to the food pantry, food rescue and food security supermarket I mentioned before. We're basically launching this program called WOW Food in a West, and WOW stands for War on Waste. A lot of people would have heard that phrase before, whether it's through a TV program or it's a kind of catch-all phrase that various charity groups and socially, environmentally conscious groups work with. We're supported by the Environmental Protection Agency through the New South Wales government to run that program, and the goal of it basically is to just increase awareness, to get the word out through the media, to get local businesses on board and involved. So we're going to have the Minister for Energy and the Environment, Matthew Keane. He's going to launch it. Anthony Albanese will be there. The state MPs, Joe Halen and Jamie Parker will be there. Darcy Byrne, the Inner West Mayor, will be there. So it's going to have, and a lot of our corporate sponsors and donors and supporting businesses will be represented as well. But there'll also be people who use the food pantry who'll be there as well. And our volunteers. So there'll be a full spectrum there on the day. It's on. It's the actual speeches and talks are on at 11 a.m. on Monday, the 18th of November, at the Addison Road Community Centre over in Marrickville. And then afterwards, it's a guests only situation. We're having a community long table lunch where we bring the politicians, the donors, the customers who come, and the volunteers together for about 100 people to speak to each other, to gather them, to get a community sense of what they can do and how they might kind of both rectify the problem and deal with it as it's currently standing. So mainly we just want businesses to get on board and contact us and give us food. The irony is, with all the waste, we can actually save them money by collecting the food. It costs them more to waste
it. To throw it out. I know, right?
It costs them more to waste
it. Those big bins cost so much to fill and empty. It's ridiculous.
That's the madness. So it costs them more to throw it away than it would for us to come and help them.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, it's an incredible project. You're doing amazing work down at Addison Road. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. But thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.